This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A last-ditch effort by Democrats to revive collapsing Capitol Hill talks on vital COVID-19 rescue money ended in disappointment Friday. The failure makes it increasingly likely that Washington gridlock will mean more hardship for millions of people who are losing enhanced jobless benefits and further damage for an economy pummeled by the still-raging coronavirus. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said the White House had rejected an offer by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to curb Democratic demands by about $1 trillion. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that President Trump will now at least issue executive orders on home evictions, as many jobless Americans have difficulty making rent or their mortgage payments.
People have run out of the enhanced unemployment, so that is something we will recommend an executive order on. And it relates to rental foreclosures. We will recommend an executive order on that.
The failure of negotiations came as nearly 5 million people have been infected and almost 161,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. Top U.S. intelligence official says at least three countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Meghani, Washington.